This is WBAI 99.5 FM. Michael G. Haskins and Katie Halper in studio this morning. And Katie, you were looking at some things as well about, you know, what was going on in Baltimore.
Right. Well, right, because police brutality is such a international, but also nationwide problem. You know, so we have stuff in Chicago, and we have stuff in Baltimore. We have stuff in New York City. We have stuff in L.A. It's really beautiful how that unites our country.
Isn't that something?
That brings
right.
us together,
yeah, right?
Right. So I decided last week, actually, when we had our guest Justin Williams, the political comedian, on, he and I were talking about the various Republican or right wing, I should say, explanations for the causes of Baltimore. Because, of course, many of you listeners out there, you're progressive, and we think things like racism and structural inequality and lack of access, police brutality, things like that are behind the events in Baltimore. It turns out we're wrong, and the right wing has a bunch of different explanations for what's really behind it, and I wanted to enlighten our listeners, and I did a mashup video of some of the most creative explanations for what's really behind Baltimore.
While many are tying the protest to police brutality, our next guest says this violence is a symptom of something much bigger.
There is no linkage between what happened to Freddie Gray and torching buildings.
Single-parent families, that's part of it.
You know, the breakdown of the family structure, the lack of fathers.
There is a war on law enforcement in this country, corroborated, if not condoned, by this administration.
If you want to tear down the system, you might be taking your cues, by the way, from a president.
As long as the black population keeps voting Democrat, this is never going to end.
Look at what's going on in Baltimore today. Healthy marriages are the ones between a man and a woman.
These folks who are rioting have very little in the way of self-esteem.
Give the kids a choice to go to better schools. The teachers' unions won't allow it, and thus the Democrats won't.
Eric Holder going to Ferguson. The
and when there was nothing, when there was absolutely. Really nothing there.
How can anyone provide a job that pays a decent salary to somebody who can barely read or write? To somebody who can't speak English? To somebody who has tattoos all over their body, who's defiant, disrespectful, and who doesn't even want to work because they have a sense of entitlement that says, they're victims and you owe me.
So those were some of the brilliant explanations from the social scientists who work right. at
yes,
Fox News.
Yes, yes,
gay marriage, of course, is one of the major causes for the uprising in Baltimore. Not that they would ever call it an uprising, they'd call it riot. But, yeah, and you can find that video that I made with the help of George Gaffney at I tweeted it, mm-hmm. so at KT Helps.
KT Helps, yeah. That's your Twitter.
My Twitter handle, yeah. Twitter handle, letter K, right. letter T, H-A-L-P-S. Mm-hmm. And then it'll be up on Raw Story later. So you can watch that. That's a way to kind of laugh instead of cry at the news.
Right.